You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police reported one arrest on outstanding bench warrants. Otherwise, a mostly quiet night was reported. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports a mostly quiet night with no arrests reported overnight in the parish. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Glenn Larson, age 67, of Plain Dealing. Larson was booked by the Bossier Sheriff's Office detectives on 51 counts of possession of child pornography. Larson was booked into the Bossier Max facility. The bond amount was set at $510,000. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 93, west wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. A 40% chance of showers overnight, low near 70, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 30% chance of showers Friday, high 93, south wind 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Friday night, low 71, southwest wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny and hot Saturday, high 95, 20% chance of showers Saturday night, low 75, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of Ward 1, Minden City Court, held before Judge Sherb Santel, Jalen Bell was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for each count of possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance and resisting an officer. Ruby Brantley was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. DeRocco Castle pleaded guilty to dogs at large and will be sentenced at a later date. Ann pleaded not guilty to ownership of vicious dogs and will stand trial June 21st. Wavriante Davis was fined $75 plus court costs or 7 days in jail for obstructing public passage, and fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for public drunkenness. Christopher Eason was sentenced to 7 days in jail for contempt of court. Robin Foster was fined $250 plus court costs or 25 days in jail, plus a 25-day suspended sentence for theft. Charles Gibson pleaded guilty to dogs at large and will be sentenced at a later date, and entered a not guilty plea to ownership of vicious dogs and will stand trial June 21st. Elrico Gill pleaded not guilty to driving under suspension, along with no insurance and switch plates, and will stand trial June 21st. Lamika Hamilton was fined $75 plus court costs or 7 days in jail for possession of drug paraphernalia. Waylon Heyman pleaded not guilty to simple assault and violation of a protective order and will stand trial June 21st. Matthew Hunt was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for possession of an alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle. Jordash Kemp was fined $200 plus court costs or 20 days in jail for dogs at large. Timothy Marquez pleaded not guilty to theft and will stand trial June 21st. Chandrika McLaughlin was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for remaining after being forbidden, and fined $50 plus court cost or 5 days in jail for simple criminal damage to property. Romulus Miller was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for possession of an alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle. Destiny Mitchell was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for disturbing the peace by being intoxicated. Latravion Minix was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Vincent Lott was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for resisting arrest. South Bossier Parish will again play host to the annual Freedom Fest with a massive 4th of July fireworks display that's become a Northwest Louisiana staple for family entertainment. It'll mark the second year for the event to be located at the park on Campless Sligo Road, about 1 mile south of Sligo Road. Similar displays will be presented simultaneously on the Red River in Bossier City, as well as three other locations, including two in Texas. The fireworks will ignite at 9:30 at all locations. William Warren Saucier of the Bossier Parish Police Jury Parks and Recreation Department states last year's event was a tremendous success with a huge crowd made up of families, and it was obvious that everyone had enjoyed the event. Saucier says there'll be more for visitors at this year's event, including activities focusing on youngsters, planning to have something for everyone while waiting for the main event. There were a lot of young people in attendance last year. They're adding playground-type equipment, including bouncy houses. Representatives of Bossier Parish agencies have been meeting at the South Bossier Park to go over plans for the event, including safety and security issues. The South Bossier Park grounds cover roughly 100 acres, including a new group of playing fields that have recently been completed. Bossier Parish Administrator Butch Ford said the Bossier Sheriff's Office and Police Jury's Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Unit will provide security, safety, and traffic control. No alcohol will be permitted at the park, and open fires, such as grills, are discouraged. They plan to do everything we can to make sure everyone can enjoy this event in a safe environment, Ford stated. This focuses on family, and we want everyone to feel comfortable. We also want to remind everyone it's okay to bring lawn chairs and small tents or covering for protection from the sun and the heat. Safety measures include the presence of equipment and personnel from South Bossier Fire District 2 and Parish EMS. A restroom facility is available at the park, and a number of portable units will also be provided. Food trucks were a popular attraction at last year's event, and those will again be taking part in the festivities. Saucier said the trucks drew such crowds last year that he has added a couple more to give additional food choices. He said last year we had a good variety. Lines were consistently long at each truck. This year there will be a couple of additions, and they think folks will love the choices they have. Access to the park will begin at 5 p.m. on July 4th, and traffic will be directed to designated parking areas. The Department of Transportation and Development has announced that 22 projects around the state received bids during the month of May, with 19 contractors presenting apparent low bids totaling $217.3 million. Among the projects include grading, patching, paving, and drainage project on I-20 between Pines Road and I-220 in Bossier and Caddo Parishes, total bid amount $117,656,250.15, as well as a statewide replacement of or repair of damaged crash barriers, total amount $2,291,730. And notably, a major rehabilitation project will start soon on I-20 in the Shreveport area, a much-needed improvement project that's a critical investment in the state's transportation system. A Juneteenth event is scheduled for Saturday and will be held on Martin Luther King Drive. Events include music, food vendors, history, pop-up shops selling clothing, jewelry, and more, bouncy house, arts and crafts, and more. That'll be on Saturday, June 17th, from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Martin Luther King Drive. For information, call 318-210-1799 or 318-617-3836. And a note, offices in the Webster Courthouse will close Friday in observance of the Juneteenth celebration. Other offices will be closed on Monday. Memorial services for Brenda Hurd Bruner Morshan, age 72, are scheduled for 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Eastside Missionary Baptist Church. Survivors include her children, Tina Anderson, Dawn Bruner, Matt Morshan, and Brenda Morshan Martinez, a brother, Buddy Hurd, seven grandchildren, four great-grandchildren also survive. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions with convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville. Call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix, unless otherwise mentioned. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. Wanted any non-working or unwanted appliances at 914-3702. Wanted any non-working or unwanted appliances. Call 914-3702. For sale, a 2004 Cadillac. Call 864-0244. That's for sale, a 2004 Cadillac at 864-0244. A cat and kittens to give away. Call 268-5449. They have a cat and kittens to give away. Call 268-5449. For sale, a propane barbecue grill at 382-5626. That's a propane barbecue grill for sale, 382-5626. For sale, a washer and an electric dryer, $300 for both, 455-6917. They have a washer and electric dryer for sale for both for $300, 455-6917. Wanted a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts, and wanted some clay dirt as well. They're at 639-9340. That's wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts, and wanted some clay dirt. 639-9340. Wanted a gas water heater at 606-8265. Wanted gas water heater, call 606-8265. For sale, a refrigerator and an electric stove, 465-9152. A refrigerator and an electric stove for sale, 465-9152. To give away a side-by-side refrigerator that needs repairs, 773-4190. They have to give away a side-by-side refrigerator, it needs repair, 773-4190. For sale, two comforters, some women's clothes, and a shelf, 584-5227. That's for sale, two comforters, some women's clothes, and a shelf. All for sale at 584-5227. For sale, a set of four
size 14 chrome rims with tires for a Dodge or a Chrysler for $100. And wanted, queen size bed frame, 265-2081. That's for sale, four, size 14 chrome rims and tires that go on a Dodge or a Chrysler for $100. And wanted, a queen size bed frame, 265-2081. Wanted a full size mattress. Call 5217. Wanted a full size mattress at 5217.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.